are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place, because this is the Willpower Podcast. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today we have a very special guest, and her name is Heather Knox. And Heather is actually an EXP real estate agent based out of the Texas market. So it's an absolute honor to have her on here today. So Heather, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Love talking with realtors to kind of figure out why they chose this industry in the first place. So my first question for you is, what was your childhood like and how has it helped turn you into who you are today?
I think I had a pretty good childhood. I mean, mom and dad, a brother and sister. We kind of lived in the country on like 5 acres. So a lot of animals, horses, cows, sheep, the whole thing, in California. So in Southern California. Good childhood. I mean, did all the sports, softball, gymnastics, all of that.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, did you always want to go in the real estate, or how did you end up getting into the real estate industry?
So growing up, no. Growing up, I wanted to be a marine biologist. I wanted to train dolphins at SeaWorld. Wow. It's like where I wanted to go. And then graduated high school and kind of went into like early childhood education. Thought I wanted to be a teacher. Did a little bit of those classes and decided, no, I do not want to teach children and deal with them all day long. Yeah. So I stopped that. And then, I met my husband in high school. So went with him. He joined the military, went and did all of that with him. And then got out after a couple of years of the military and moved back home. And then decided that we just wanted to start a family. So before I started a family, I was in accounting. So I did accounting. I love numbers and science and money and all of that sort of, you know, like really technical stuff. And filed taxes for a little bit at H&R Block, again, with money, which I loved, just dealing with numbers. Yeah. And then got a job being an accountant. And then had kids. So when I had kids, I stopped all of that. Luckily, was able to stay home with my husband's job. My kids are now 13 and 10. So, awesome. You know, they're older now, but, you know, I wanted to raise them until they at least went to school. So once right. my youngest started in kindergarten, I kind of decided I don't want to sit at home. You know, I had a full-time job before I had them, stopped working for 10 plus years, and then decided, you know, I need to do something. I can't just sit at home while my kids are at school all day and I'm doing nothing. So in 2016, we sold our first home and the realtor was a family friend and she let me do the entire transaction basically, besides, you know, like the legal documents and stuff. But I basically did the showings, did everything that I could do by myself because I wanted to and I loved it. So decided from there that, you know, maybe eventually in the future, this is something that I would want to do. And then when my youngest son started kindergarten was when I was like, well, I'm going to go get my real estate license. And also that I could work from home because then I could still be at their school events and do all of that, but make my own schedule. So I got my license 3 years ago. And I don't know if you want that whole story too, or...
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. It's definitely a very interesting story. I love how you were like an accountant, big in the math and all those numbers and stuff. And that definitely carries over in the real estate as well. But yes. Like you said before, like you really were more in like the corporate situation, doing like the 9-to-5 job before entering like real estate, which is more like entrepreneurship. You got to work to get any money like in your pocket whatsoever. So talking like how was that transition for you, and like how scary was it to kind of go where like you had no guaranteed paycheck coming in, it's all on yourself, and like how much you worked, like what was that like?
Scary at first. I mean, luckily, like I said, I did have my husband, so that was, at least I wasn't only relying on my income. If I was, it would have been a very different story now, knowing, because I mentor a lot of agents. That's a whole nother situation, but I mentor agents and they come in and they're like, oh, I didn't know that I had to pay MLS fees and association, what all the association, the brokerage, all of these fees to get going. And it's not cheap. I mean, it's $1,000 or so to probably just to get yourself started before you even get to a client and a paycheck. So definitely, I mean, can be scary at the beginning, but I absolutely love it. Like I said, I can make my own schedule whenever I want to, and still be very involved in real estate and also in my family's life. So I
Yeah,
love
for sure.
that.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about entrepreneurship. Like you said, you can still like help your kids grow up and stuff like that and still be there for like all the important stuff. And you can pretty much work whenever you really want to. So that's a beautiful part about it. So when you first jumped into real estate about 3 years ago, how was that first year for you? Was that everything you thought it was going to be, or was it harder than you expected?
Way harder. So I started not knowing anything, obviously. I joined a tiny brokerage that I didn't really know what to do. Like, basically, you get your license, you get out of that, and they say go find a brokerage and sign up with them. They don't tell, like, the Department of Real Estate doesn't tell you anything, like, what to go actually ask these brokerages. So I signed up with a tiny boutique brokerage for the first year, and they gave me really nothing. I mean, they said, here, you can have an office if you want to pay to have an office spot. So I didn't go pay for an office. I worked from home still because I had my kids, and they didn't really give me any coaching, no training, no mentorship, like, nothing really. And so what I did was I went and started Googling everything. So that's what you do when you don't know what you're doing. So I Googled everything, found a bunch of different programs and stuff that I thought would work for me, but didn't. Spent a ton of money and ended up having to buy leads because I was getting nothing. Spent a ton of money on leads, still, made a little bit here and there off of those random leads that I bought and would never do again. And then so I started in July of 2019, and then COVID came March of 2020. So I wasn't even a year into real estate when here comes COVID and no one knew what was happening. So my brokerage basically said, everyone go home and figure it out on your own. Like, we don't know how to use Zoom. We don't know how to do anything. Like, go figure it out and keep doing whatever it is that you were doing. So then I started looking for other opportunities, and that's when I came across EXP and also Tarek El Moussa, who is on Flip or Flop HGTV show. I followed him on Instagram and he posted a big thing. Hey, I just joined EXP Realty and I want you to come join my team. Like, we offer all of this coaching, mentorship, like everything you can think of as a new agent. And of course, I needed something different. I reached out to him. He contacted me back directly, even though, he's a huge influencer in the real estate market, million followers and all of that. He reached back out to me directly. So I was like, okay, well, clearly this has got to be a good choice if he reached back out to me personally. So I signed up with him immediately through eXp Realty and didn't even really tell my other brokerage. I just sent them an email and said, hey, I got to go. You guys don't know what you're doing. I have to switch to somewhere. Since then, my business has 10 times itself, probably plus, in the last 2 years, just from joining EXP and having coaching, mentorship, all of that has just been amazing.
Now it's definitely a very, very interesting story, and that's super cool that the guy from HGTV like reached out to you personally, like, hey, like I'll help you out here. That's the beautiful part about EXP, just like you mentioned. So another key piece that you mentioned is that in your first brokerage, you kind of struggled like getting leads, getting sales done, and you switched to EXP, and then pretty much everything changed. So kind of walk me through like how were you able to get leads, just changing to EXP, and how did that mindset or that change for you once you joined EXP?
So EXP is, well, EXP, I'm not sure what organization you're with, but in EXP, I mean, it's huge. There's 85,000 agents. So, and there's different teams, there's different organizations, there's all of that. So I'm on an organization within EXP, the Culhane Group. And what that is Brian Culhane is the co-founder of EXP. And basically how it is Brian Culhane, the co-founder, Haas Pratt, who is the author of The Listing Boss, who's amazing realtor as well. And then Tariq Al-Moussa. And then I'm with Tariq Al-Moussa right under. So I have all of that in the organization alone. So that's kind of how, I mean, when you come into EXP, you join whatever organization, team, or you can come in as a solo agent if that's how you want to do it. I kind of lost track of what your question was.
Just like how you started like generate leads rather with EXP rather than the previous brokerage.
So why the organization, why I brought that up was because they offer us so much coaching and mentorship and programs to use. So for instance, Haas Pratt, the listing boss, he has a book and he has a whole program that he sells for thousands of dollars. The listing boss, there's a listing presentation. And then he also goes into how to get leads through, like say for sale by owners or expireds or canceled listings. So really just from taking all of that coaching and then actually implementing it is what I did. We also are coached like strongly on social media and power of association, getting ourselves out there and meeting people. And social media has been huge for me since COVID. I mean, I took my social media from like nothing to, I think, pretty large, and got myself out there and have gotten multiple leads just from social media alone and meeting people through social media. So
gotcha.
That's a big thing.
No, that's definitely amazing. And, you know, COVID is kind of like, it's definitely like a bad thing overall. There's definitely some blessing in disguise. Like for you personally, like I don't think you would have left that brokerage if COVID never happened. You went online, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And, you know, now you're with EXP, which is pretty much the online future thing in brokerage. I'm also with EXP. So
yeah,
it definitely just makes more sense. And it's cool kind of see like how that worked out for you. Like you said, you got so many great mentors above you, just like helping you out, which is the coolest part about it. And now, like you said, like your sales have jumped like since you've made that change. And so I'm kind of curious, like, since you've been with, like, EXP, what are some of the most important things that you've learned since joining EXP, particularly for your real estate business?
I'd say power of association is huge. I would definitely get yourself out there and meet as many people as you can. And EXP has, like I said, 85,000 agents. So I'm not sure if you're on, like, the EXP workplace, but that's,
yep.
I have met so many agents on there and gotten so many referrals just from other EXP agents that want to help, because we are all not in the same area. So I don't see another EXP agent being competition. Like I see them as, you know, collaborating with me, helping me, like getting me onto the next level by sending me referrals, and, you know, agents that have been an agent longer than I have, by their mentorship, by their coaching. And I feel like everyone that I've reached out to has been so helpful.
Yep. Yeah. And it's definitely more of a team setting, which I absolutely love as well. You know, I think like 30 years ago, like real estate is more like an individual kind of thing, but now going forward, it's more like team-based, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And more like collaborating with other agents as well.
Definitely.
So you also mentioned that you are like a mentor, like newer agents through EXP. Mm-hmm. So from your like vantage point, like what do you see like most agents struggle with once they join the industry, and kind of like how do you walk them to get overcome those kind of struggles?
Really by just having them decide like where do they want to start? Like what is it that interests you? So yeah, I've been a mentor for a year now to California agents. So because that's where I've had my license the longest. So I do everything virtual since EXP is completely virtual. I will get on a Zoom call with them and go from start your business. What did I do at the beginning, or what would I have done at the beginning that I'm trying to, you know, make them not do what I did? I have them, you know, pick what it is that you want to do. Do you want to go after buyers? Do you want to go find some sellers? Go meet as many people as you can in your community. Go join, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and all of the different groups that are networking groups in your area, and just get yourself out there. I mean, if it takes wearing a name badge that says I'm a realtor with your name on it, or a shirt that says I'm a realtor, make sure every single person that you know, on all your social medias know that you are a realtor and you're there to help. And basically a realtor's number one job is to help. Like, that is what we are there for, is to give information to people, because they don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't be a secret agent. You're not going to make any sales being a secret agent. Another good thing I love that you brought up is that, like, you got to choose, like, where you want to start, like being a buyer's agent, a seller's agent, like listing agent primarily. And I think so many agents try to do like all of them at the same time. That's why they're kind of like struggling to get the wheel started kind of at the beginning of their business. So from like your opinion, like, why is it so important to like kind of pick one? And let's say, for instance, I'm a new realtor. I want to become a buyer's agent. Like, do I never work with a seller's agent, or do I work with like one of them if they do come up? Like, what would you recommend for that?
I would definitely keep your options open. I would never say like, don't do something because you're strictly a seller's agent. Like, definitely if a listing is going to come into your hand, that's, you know, maybe a family member or a friend of a friend, take it. Always take it, because just because you list a house, you now can get five buyers from it. So as for, I mean, like, pick a niche or a group or whatever it is you want to call it, that's who you want to market to. So don't go out and market, you know, make a Facebook ad and say, I want sellers, buyers, investors, landowners, ranch owners. Like, you know, don't go so broad. Pick one thing when you're advertising one thing and say, I'm, you know, do you need a list of houses for $600,000 because, you know, that's, you're trying to get buyers? Or for a seller, do you want a home valuation? Like, when you're advertising, choose one item to go after. Same as if you're a new agent and you're prospecting and you know, I wouldn't go call, you know, for sale by owners for a day and say, oh, that didn't work. And then the next day you're like, oh, I'm going to go call expired listings. Okay. That didn't work. You can't go one day and expect, you know, success from that. You have to, if you're going to do for sale by owners, because those are considered warm leads, you know, go after them for a month and see what happens. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, start shifting, you know, those for sale by owners. They don't want to work with us because they, in this market right now, their houses are selling super quickly. So you kind of have to really narrow it down and then decide on what route you want to take and market to them for at least a month, 3 months, 6 months, until you see like actual results.
Right. Now, that's definitely a great answer. And so you mentioned that how hot this market is kind of right now. And so obviously you're more of an experienced agent. You've been in for like a couple of years now, obviously like one of the top producers. So do you have any tips for when an agent is working with a buyer to get their offer accepted when there's like eight other offers coming in? Like, do you have any tips for them that like help them offer get accepted at the best rate possible?
I always, every single time, call and personally talk to the listing agent. I ask them, what is it that your sellers want that we can give you that will help? And I've had so many agents that say, I have a listing, and they'll just email over the offer and not even tell me they sent it. And I'm like, I didn't even see that offer and it went to my spam. So how is that helping your client if you're not even asking me, like, what if my sellers need a 30-day rent back? Or what if, you know, they want to close in 15 days because they have to be out? Or, you know, what if they want to include their refrigerator and their washer and dryer? So if you're not communicating with the listing agent, you have no idea what it is that they actually want. And then by communicating with them, you know, do you have until Tuesday to write up their offer? Do you have, you know, until today at 5 to write up their offer? So you need to know like all of the details before you even start writing up an offer. And then, you know, you need to know, is it money that the sellers want, or is it time, or, you know, is it, you know, anything like that? Like, you need to know what it is exactly that they want before you go write something.
Gotcha. No, that definitely makes sense. And I think that's definitely a great point, because I don't know a lot of agents that do like contact the listing agents to kind of like get that insider knowledge. But like you said, it's there and you should take advantage of it for sure. So we have a little more time. So I have a couple more questions for you. So one, kind of like looking at your future, like, do you have an exit strategy in place to kind of exit the real estate industry, or like, what is your plan to eventually leave? What would you say your exit strategy is?
I would say my exit strategy is to grow my team. So right now my team is currently at, I think I'm at like 15, 16 agents under me, like on my team that I work with. And help them get their business going. And that's aside from the people that I mentor. So this is like strictly my team. And I want to grow them like dramatically in the next couple of years, like to hundreds or thousands of people on my team that I can then, you know, help and coach and mentor through their real estate career. I personally don't have any plans of stopping selling and buying real estate in a long time since just kind of got into it just, you know, 3 years ago, which isn't too long, but I feel that I'm very, you know, educated and ready to help people. So really, I guess my exit strategy would just be to grow my team even bigger and then just work on that.
Yeah, I love it. And eXp is definitely a great place to do that. Like you said, that residual income, then it'll just start coming in, and it's amazing when that happens. And so my next question for you, obviously you're having a lot of massive success pretty early on in your real estate career. What would be your number one tip for new agents coming into the industry?
Get a mentor. 150% would be to get a mentor coming in, because that's like, you have to. And it's your first year and you don't know like what is going on. And like I said, how I was with that smaller brokerage and didn't have that. Like all you know is what you, well, what you don't know is what you don't know, basically. Right. So a mentor, even if they've been in for a year or two, depending on how many sales that they've done, they know what they're doing and they know what has worked and what hasn't worked. So 100%, I would say to get a mentor and go with that.
Yep. Yeah. Love that. And so before we run out of time, is there anything else you would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
All my social media is the same, basically. Heather Knox Realty is my Facebook, my Instagram, my Google Business page, TikTok, Snapchat, all of the above are Heather Knox Realty. My email, heatherknoxrealty@gmail.com. That's another huge thing with new agents. Brand yourself and don't change it. Like, make your name from the very beginning, your email, your social media, all of it, and make it all make sense. So that's how, I mean, I'm pretty big on social media, so you can pretty much find me anywhere. And awesome. Yeah, that's how they can find me on there.
Awesome. All right, guys, there you have it. Heather Knox, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we know.